Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd, back in just a moment.
Your kids are already searching, looking for answers when it comes to vaping. They hear about it from friends, from the internet, but the one they need to hear about it from most is you. Tobacco, vaping, nicotine, it's all dangerous, and it's time you let them know. But if you don't know where to start, we're here to help. For tips on talking to your kids, visit talkabouttobacco.com. Brought to you by TSET.
Are you an Oklahoma Farm Bureau member? A Farm Bureau membership comes with a world of benefits, from discounts on a variety of products and services to supporting our agriculture youth. Most importantly, you can become a part of a grassroots organization that advocates for our family farmers and ranchers. Learn more, or you can become a member today by visiting your County Farm Bureau office, or you can visit us online at okfarmbureau.org, because together we are rural Oklahoma. Well, two big reports out yesterday, the World Agricultural Supply and Demand Estimates, the WASDE, and the crop production numbers. I had the opportunity to visit with Lindsay Such at Allendale to talk about the WASDE and if there were any big surprises with crop production.
But for wheat, we did also see a surprise on the wheat side. Ending stocks were trimmed from 856 to now 828 million bushel. And this came from a yield increase to 52 billion bushel per acre, as acreage dropped actually from all wheat by 900,000 acres. And on the global front for wheat, Australia's production was increased by 1 million metric tons. EU was reduced actually by 2 million metric tons, while Ukraine was increased. So we did have some changes on the global and the domestic front for wheat, which was a little bit friendly for now. For soybeans, now this is where we saw the biggest shock. Old crop stocks were held steady, but this new crop number jumped from 435 to 506 million bushel. The big surprise was a 1 million acre increase in harvested acreage for beans. So we did see a higher yield to now 53.2 bushels per acre. And with that acreage increase, our overall total production surged by 154 million bushels for that soybean. So that was a big surprise here today.
Once again, that's Lindsay Such at Allendale. Taking a look at the latest crop production numbers for Oklahoma. Oklahoma upland cotton production is forecast at 430,000 bales, 105% higher than in 2023. Yield averaged 655 pounds per acre. That's compared with 560 pounds from last year. And then acreage harvested at 315,000. That's up from 75% last year. Oklahoma soybean production is forecast at 13.7 million bushels, up 28% from last year. Yield expected to be 30 bushels per acre, compared with that 26 bushels back in 2023. Harvested acres at 455,000, and that's also 11% higher than last year. Oklahoma sorghum production is forecast at 12 million bushels, down 27% from last year. Yield averaged around 42 bushels per acre, down from that 5 acres harvested at 285,000, and that's about 19% lower than last year. Oklahoma corn production forecast at 55.4 million bushels, up about 9% from the previous year. Statewide, yields averaged about 142 bushels per acre, 7 bushels lower than back in 2023, and acres harvested for grain at 390,000. Oklahoma peanut production is forecast at 19% higher than last year at 69.7 million pounds. Yield forecast at 4,100 pounds per acre, which is up 200 pounds from last year. Harvested acres are up 13% from last year to 17.0 thousand acres. To see the complete crop progress report and all the results from the WASDE, you can go to OklahomaFarmReport.com. While many tools for managing risk exist for livestock producers today, Livestock Risk Protection, or LRP, may be a valuable option for you, no matter how large or small the operation. Clay Bertram at Farm Data Services tells us more.
It's a risk management tool for large producers, small producers, the small cow-calf guy. It's eligible for anybody that wants to have a floor and buy insurance on their cattle.
Give Farm Data Services a call today at 800-579-8164. They are an equal opportunity provider. That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepherd on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.